hurt myself. But it ain't gonna be nothing but a party. I know some of y'all are still looking for your seat. And if you can't find it, ask me, I'll show it to you. We gonna get some music started off here. I'm not gonna play any songs tonight that I didn't make no money on. So if anything you wanna hear, you can send me a note, but if I didn't make no money on it, you ain't gonna hear it. We're gonna start off with a little thing called Too Weak to Fight. Goes like. Sweet love, darling, really got a hold on me. Oh yeah. And I got to find a cure.
Every time I try to scream, all I ever get out of this is,
Yeah. I love to get too weak to fight. See, when I get too weak to fight, I know I got enough, do you? Some folks don't know when they got enough. Some folks try to get it all. They try to get all that belong to them and all that belong to somebody else too. And see, when you try to get it all, then you can't do nothing with none of it. You know what I mean? I want to do this next song here, especially for all the men in the house tonight. Especially all you men that's got more than one woman. You see, I believe a man's supposed to have more than one woman. And I believe that a woman supposed to have just one mate. And three boyfriends. The song I want to sing for you now is called Messing With My Mind.
Whatever it is,
just keep on doing it. I like the way you do it to me, baby, so keep on doing it. When you scratch my back, I like that. When you rub me like you do, girl, I like that. When you lick your tongue in my ear, I like that. The other night, I want to tell y'all about this. The other night, especially y'all folks that live in Washington, I know you don't know about this. The other night, me and my baby was making love, and it got good to me. And I said, baby, is there something I can do to you to make you feel as good as I do? She said, yes, Clarence, kiss me. Well, I know how to kiss. I've been kissing since I was 2 days old, so I know how to kiss. Now, when I was a little boy, I used to say, there's some things in life that I ain't gonna never do. And my mama used to tell us, son, don't never say what you ain't gonna do, because you don't know what a Washington woman would make you do. But then I said, baby, let me show you how I kiss you. So I kissed her on her jaw. She said, no, Clarence, that ain't right. So I kissed her on her ear. She said, no, Clarence, that ain't right either. So I kissed her on her neck. She said, Clarence, you're heading in the right direction. Still ain't right. But when she told me I was heading in the right direction, I know what to do then. So I kissed her on her breast. She said, ooh, Clarence, that sure feel good. That ain't right either. Now by that time, she'd have made me mad then. And you know when you get mad, you can do a lot of things. Thank you. Them girls know how to mess with your mind. Women have been messing with men's minds ever since Adam and Eve. Ever since Eve showed Adam what a bite, men have been biting ever since. I'm gonna do a song for you now. This is a little song I put out back in 1970. Now, in 1970, I had two things that happened to me that I'm never going to forget. One of them was good, the other one was bad. Now, the bad thing that happened to me that year was I got married. Bad, bad, bad. I have been married 5 times, and I got 5 divorces. It was something wrong with them women. Wasn't nothing wrong with me. They gone, I'm still here. But the good thing that happened to me that year was I put out a song that went all the way to number one in the nation. It's a little song that I used to play when we used to play at a place up here called Carl's Beach. And I never will forget when I came here, the song was number one like this. I was born and raised in Alabama. I love the farm back in the woods. I was so raggedy, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease about it. Deep down inside, he was hurt, but he got all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with his shovel in his hands. Education he never had. He didn't want us when the time got bad. Little money from the crops he raised. Well, he paid the bills we made. All right, kicked him down to the ground. Trying to get up and fight, we'll kick it back down. My dad, Papa called me to his dying bed with his hands on my shoulders. In tears, he said, it's a patch. I'm depending on your shirt to pull the family through. My son is all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away. I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens in a shop for it to stop. I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said. The tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, "Patches, I'm dependent." Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. At the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields. It's just the only way we got our meals, you see. I was the oldest of the family. Everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray. Straight the face of another man. All the years have passed, all the kids are grown. The angels took Mama to a brand new home. God knows, people, I shouldn't say it, but my dad is gone. Let me feel some patches. I'm depending on the sun to pull the family through. My son is all about to you. Y'all want to help me sing it this time? Thank you. I love to sing about Thatcher's because Thatcher's was all right. Every time I sing about Thatcher's, I think about when I used to live in Montgomery, Alabama. It used to get cold down in Alabama in January and February. And every morning, my daddy would wake up and say, "All right, Thatcher's, it's time for you to get up and make the fire." And I used to want to tell you so bad, you're older than I am, get up and do it yourself. But that was back during the time when children didn't talk back to their parents then. In fact, that was back during the time when women didn't talk back to men either. But that was then. This is now. These women talk now as long as they want to talk. You know, I told y'all I've been married 5 times. Well, that third wife I had, that woman could talk. I could get home one night and she get mad and I wasn't going to sleep at all that night. They always said, can't nobody argue by themselves. She could. But I'm telling y'all the truth. She couldn't keep no house. She couldn't cook. She couldn't sew. But boy, she could make love. Somebody told me that she's staying over and she's married now and living in Arlington, Virginia. My keyboard player don't know it, but he gonna drive me over there tonight. When we get there, I'm gonna send him in there to get her. And when I hear him coming out of the door, I'm gonna say, "Baby, can you slip away?" To have you near, tell me you would try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Y'all want to hear me sing this thing? Slip away. Are you in the mood to slip away tonight, baby? Can you slip away with Clarence Carter tonight now? Can me and you go to the Holiday Inn together tonight? I bet we got some folks in here right now slipping away. I bet we got some folks in here right now that's in here with somebody that belongs to somebody else. Well, it ain't nothing wrong with slipping away. As long as you don't get caught. You know, it used to be a time that if a man would call another man's house, and if a man would ask you to the telephone, they wouldn't say nothing, they just hang up. I know you have answered the phone sometime and didn't get nothing but a dial tone. Well, now they got Star 69. And they got what they call caller ID. So they can find out who you is. So it's got so now that if a man calls another man's house, and if a man asks for the telephone, he'll ask him, he say, can your wife slip away? When them girls start slipping away with you, they sure like to talk to you. And the first thing they ask you, they say, darling, do you love me? I don't talk too much when I'm making love. So when she asks me, do I love her, you know what I say? I tell her, I say, You know, when them girls start making love to you, they ask you something like this. They say, darling, is all of this mine? I said, mm-hmm. She said, darling, you've been saving all of this for me? I said, mm-hmm. She said, darling, is you feeling good? I said, mm-hmm. She said, darling, if my old man catch us, you gonna leave me? I said, mm-hmm. And then sometimes she gets so excited, she stopped calling you darling and start calling you all kind of names. Names that you know you ain't. She started calling you names like this, she said, oh Lord. Then she said, oh Jesus. And I just said, can you slip away, baby? Can you slip away? Can you slip away, baby? I love to slip away. I want to do this next song. I'm going to play the blues now. You know, I always say, every time I get this privilege, I always let the folks know, and I mean it sincerely, it's always an honor to me to be on the show with legends like B.B. King and Bobby Blair. They may not know it, but they influenced me on what I'm doing today. For all I know, if I hadn't heard them, I might be digging ditches. I don't know. But anyway, they played the blues, and they played it the way it ought to be played. Now I'm going to see what I can do about playing the blues the way it ought to be played. If you're gonna love me, woman, you love me with a thrill. 'Cause if you don't, I believe your sister will. Will you love me with a fear? Love me with a fear. You don't have to love it all. All you big leg women, keep your dresses down. I know you got something on the back, but make a bulldog kiss a hand. Love me with a fear. Love me with a fear. Love me with a feeling. And you don't have to love it all.
Turned over
And this is what he said. He said, I know my back ain't strong, and my love making won't go very far, he said. But if I can't cut the mustard, then I sure can lick the jar. I like to be loved with a feeling. I don't like nothing half done. If it ain't gonna be done well, don't do it. I always say, if you can't make it, don't fake it. Move over and let somebody else take it. You know, I told y'all about them five wives I had. Well, every time I got a new wife, I put out a hit record and she took my money and left. When I had a song called Patches, I made $1 million. A wife got that. I had a song called Slip Away. I made $1 million. A wife got that. Then I had a song called Too Weak to Fight. Another $1 million. A wife got that. I had a song called Making Love at the Dark End of the Street. I made $1 million. A wife got that. Then I made a song called How Can I Get It When You Keep On Snatching It Back. I made $1 million. And a wife got that. Now I got a song and done $2 million. I got that. When I start making love, I don't just make love. Y'all something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you never made love just before breakfast? Have you never made love while you watch the late, late show? Have you never made love on a couch? Have you ever made love on the living room floor? Have you ever made love in the bathtub? Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me. And I said, I'm smoking to the east, smoking to the west, smoking. Ask y'all this. as you may do. Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Do you plan to make love when you leave here tonight? When you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and slow. Woman, I don't stop until I know she's sassy by. And I can always tell when she gets sassy by, because when she gets sassy by, she start calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Can I tell y'all what she told me? Can I tell y'all what she told me? She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my ass. I'll drive you home. As I leave the stage, could I get y'all to help me sing one time? Y'all feel like singing that? All right, the first thing I want you to do is put your hands together and give me the claps. Come on, give me the claps. There you go. All right, I want you to sing real loud now. I stoke it to your knees. Come on, I stoke it. You stop. Used to say back in the 70s, I want everybody in the house to say, go ahead, go ahead.